This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest, our Wednesday edition, is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'll have today's stories coming right up. I'd have to say it's one of the things I've enjoyed most about doing what I do, being with farmers, talking to farmers, in many instances, being on their farms and out on ranches. Big operations and small ones, producing every crop imaginable. And there's a common denominator these days. I hear from all of you how you're under increasing pressure to find efficiencies in your business wherever you can, whenever you can. Well, I want you to know that the folks at Mystic Lubricants stand by to help you do that by extending the life of your equipment and helping you avoid costly breakdowns. From Mystic's JT8 super heavy-duty engine oils to the Mystic JT6 greases to JT5 universal trans-hydraulic fluid, that Mystic legendary family of lubes is specially formulated to stand up to the relentless pressures of heavy use in extreme conditions, the kind you give your equipment, and maybe take some of the pressure off your shoulders whenever possible. That's what they call at Mystic lubrication domination. Find your local Mystic distributor or find the retailer selling Mystic Lubes near you by going to the website mysticlubes.com. Yeah, it's spelled mysticlubes.com. The National Transportation Safety Board has one of its go teams, they call them, in northern Indiana today. They are joining local authorities in the investigation of yesterday morning's school bus tragedy along a rural highway not far north of Rochester, Indiana. Four children were hit while boarding their bus, and three of them, three siblings, including a set of twin boys, died. From This Week in Agribusiness, it continues to be a dangerous time this harvest season for farmers moving along rural roads near Chatfield, Minnesota. That's the southeast corner of the state. A farmer and his wife in a tractor cab escaped serious injury earlier this week, though the tractor turned over on its side. In a collision with a vehicle, a passing van reportedly clipped the tractor as it went around. Ohio-based grain company The Andersons is continuing to expand well beyond its core of the U.S. Corn Belt. The company said it's buying the rest of the Lansing trade group it didn't already own. Lansing assets include grain elevators in Idaho and Louisiana, and a former Louis Dreyfus Company grain port in Houston, Texas. The Andersons, headquartered at Maumee, Ohio, has elevators in a bunch of states: Indiana, Illinois, Nebraska, Tennessee, Texas. The harvest of the soybean crop isn't the only one running behind. Combining of the grain sorghum, too, is behind where it usually is by the end of October. Only about a third of the grain sorghum has been brought in Kansas, Colorado, and South Dakota. You no doubt have heard we spend a lot of money on Halloween each year. 95% of consumers who spend on Halloween buy candy. 3/4 buy decorations. But here's the shocker. In this electronic new age, when people seem to shun writing to each other, more than a third who spend on Halloween will spend on greetings. I guess that's the way Hallmark bridges its way into the fake snow season. That's today's Midwest Digest. It's been brought to you by the folks at Mystic Lubricants. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.